Welcome back to the Grand Prix presented by Lear, the Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. We're here in the Rensen. It's Jamie Edmonds filling in for Paul W. And I enjoy this assignment quite a bit because this is racing. This is something I've been covering for a long time. You might hear the roar of the cars. And right now it's the IMSA series practice going down just past the Rensen. And we just had a freighter go the other direction, quite a different speed than the cars racing down the streets here in downtown Detroit. Now, we're talking about who's going to win, who's, you know, the favorite, how many points they have in the standings, of course. But what these drivers do off the racetrack is very impressive. And to talk about that more, we have Patrick Wright joining us, the CEO of Racing for Kids. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Thank you.
I've seen you in different capacities.
Yes, you have, right.
I went with you guys a couple times to hospitals that these race car drivers go and they talk to these sick children, try to bring some joy into their lives when they're not here on the racetrack, and I think that's commendable. And this is your idea?
This is what started back in 1989 here in the Racing Kids, born and raised in Detroit, at Children's Hospital of Michigan and also the Children's Foundation. Basically, there were three partners in the founding of it, a pediatric cardiologist, Dr. Bill Pinsky from Children's Hospitals, who was an incredible racing fan, as we all are, and Robbie Buell from Detroit, IndyCar driver. Myself, my company represented Robbie in his IndyCar days. Anyhow, we came up with the idea of Racing for Kids, and here we are 37 years later. We've taken it around the world, the good of Detroit, I think we'd say, and that's the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, Japan, and Brazil, wherever IndyCar raced.
That's awesome. And you're nearing your fourth decade of doing this, of bringing some joy to some kids who need it. And you said there are some kids here on free pre-day.
Exactly. We partner with, and we have since the 1990s, with Firestone. And we bring kids from Children's Hospital and other healthcare organizations here to the track for a fun day. Some of them have to get out of the hospital to get here. But anyhow, we entertain them, give them pit and paddock passes, and introduce drivers. And when it's all said and done, then they get better and they go home. They have bragging rights in their neighborhood because nobody there has been as close to the sport as they have been.
You know, Patrick, I have a unique perspective this year because I'm going through something that is similar. You know, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and I know that it like kind of takes over your whole world, right? And these children are in the hospital and they're going through it. So are their families. So talk to me about anecdotally a time when a driver had come in and really just brightened up the day of everyone in the family.
I'd be happy to. We see a lot of those. The interesting thing about what we do, and that is take drivers to see sick kids, spend time with them, give them explain to them that they're not necessarily here forever, giving them some hope. And a couple of instances stick in mind was, one was with Danica Patrick when she was in IndyCar, and we took her to a hospital in Chicago, and she walked into a boy's room, and it was 10 in the morning, and his breakfast is sitting there untouched. They'd been there since 8, and she said, I don't know why you're not eating that. Those are pancakes. Those are my favorite meal. And said hello to him, signed an autograph, went in the next room. All of a sudden, his mother came running out of the room, and she said to him, grabbing him by the arms, he said, he hadn't eaten in a week.
Oh.
And he's doing it right now. One comes to mind, too, because we go all around the country. We had a Latino driver, I think it was Carlos Munoz, who went in with some kids down in St. Petersburg who didn't speak English. He went in the room, and these kids were pretty sick. He shut the door, and all I heard is this horrendous laughing coming out of the room. And he came back. The kids were smiling. I have no idea who said what, but I know these are really happy kids, as well were the parents. One of the benefits to what we do is when their parents see kids happy for the first time in a long time, they really appreciate that, and they are happy.
The weight off the parents.
Exactly.
For at least a little bit.
Exactly. What you're going through, I know what it's serious, and your mind can be taken off it for a while and do something that's really fun. It's really beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me about how this is funded and how this all works for 37 years.
Exactly. Basically, we're funded by outside funding. We've had pharmaceutical companies and a variety of over the years. But basically now we have some donors who donate to the program. We're incredibly transparent because basically they see what we do going, taking kids or drivers to see the kids. But in addition to that, at the end of the year, we assess where we are financially, and we donate to hospitals for specific needs. Now, Children's Hospital of Michigan, which we now help through the Children's Foundation, we've donated heart monitoring units to them. And so kids who've had heart surgery can go home early and be at home. The doctors here can be confident they're on top of their care. They get better faster. Everybody happy. Everybody wins.
And they get to go home to their home environment and leave the hospital. That's so important. So, like, it's not just about these visits. You're donating to the hospitals as well. You were telling me that you could use some more volunteers, maybe if there are people listening.
Well, absolutely. RacingForKids.org is our website, and we certainly are looking. We've been at this for 37 years, Jamie, and my job is to find the next generation to run it for 37 years. And we're working hard to do that. I think people, once they see what we do and become a part of it and see the effect it has on kids, it's a much easier sell.
Well, I'm sure you don't have to sell the drivers on going, because my experience with these drivers is they're down to earth. They want to do things for the community of all these places they go, and they're wonderful people.
You know, it's really interesting. One thing I've noticed in the almost four decades here, drivers, IndyCar drivers, are a special breed of athlete. They understand better than most professional athletes the relationship between their success, their ability to do what they want to do, and giving back to the community.
Right.
So we've never had a driver, especially for a first-time visit, that didn't leave the visit and say, I got more out of that than those kids did. Guaranteed. I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing, but behind them are a bunch of happy kids.
I knew you were going to say that, because from my experience, the drivers have been unbelievable. So I'm so happy that Racing for Kids continues. You're looking for those volunteers. You're looking for donations always to help these kids and bring some joy to the families as well. Patrick Wright, thank you so much.
Jamie, thanks a lot. Good to be here
with
you.
Nice to see you. All right, Mike Parsons, we've done it. We've done an hour.
Yeah, and I have to congratulate you. You kept it together. I believe Patrick Wright made Paul cry last year. So
Paul cries a lot. When I went on to talk about my podcast, Paul cried the whole time.
I know. And I
because he's a sweet man.
He is.
If you're listening, Paul.
Yeah, he is. He's got a big heart. And I remember saying, thank you for keeping it together, because someone had to. But
Yeah, absolutely. Paul's a great guy. He's been wearing the pin for me.
Yes.
Every moment he can. I appreciate the support from Paul, the support of the listeners. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Angels Along the Way. It's just people coming into my life to help me through this diagnosis. But you know what else is helping? Doing some normalcy here,
right.
Covering some sports.
Right, getting back to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the invitation to do the Focus Show today. We have,
and it gives you something to look forward to after you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have a whole nother hour to talk about the race, the grand premiere tonight, everything going on with the Detroit Grand Prix. So stick with us.